No doubt about it. One of the most talented teams in the NFL, if you look at their roster. Losing Sidney Rice definitely hurt them, but at the same time, they're getting players back. And they're a stacked team, but their quarterback is a huge threat. Played him last year in the championship, and we got a good look at him, but, you know, this is a new year. He's learned new things, and Marshawn's running better than he ever ran, and overall, they're a great team.
What do you take, if anything, from that playoff game against them?
That we match up pretty well with them. You know, it's a year later. We lost a lot of people. They have too, but I think we match up really, really well with them, and it's going to be a good football game.
2 weeks in a row, you're facing young, elusive type quarterbacks that right. can do a little bit of everything. Do you kind of prepare the same way that you would prepare for the Panthers? Is it kind of a sweeping thing that you've been doing the last couple weeks?
No doubt about it. You know, going against Cam last week definitely helped us out a lot, you know, versus the Reed. But Russell Wilson is a different kind of quarterback. He's beyond, like, triple threat, man. He can throw the ball. You're not taking anything away from Cam or what he do. But Russell, he's like a different type, man.
Do you guys, I mean, the whole Legion of Boom thing, I mean, they get, you know, quite a bit of notoriety, you know, now. You know, I don't know how much of it is because of the talking, you know, that Sherman's done, but also their play. I'm on the field, obviously, but do you guys as a secondary kind of, you know, even though you're not on the field at the same time, just kind of look at it and say, you know what, we want to show what we can do too? I mean, do you kind of personalize
about it? No doubt about it. I respect all them guys on this side. You know, big fan of Cam, E.T., all them, they ballers, you know what I mean? But you know, we don't do all that talking over here. We go out and play, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how we do it. We don't go publicizing and getting us an LOB together. But we just go out there and play. But that's what they do. So more power to them.
How do y'all clean up the penalties, William? That's been an issue this year for the team, not just the defensive guys.
The penalties killing us right now. But it comes down to just going back to fundamentals, because most of the penalties we have been stuff that we learned from day one. And I think it just comes down to, you know, guys is, you know, anxious to make a play. And you know, stuff like face mask penalties, that's stuff you can try to prevent, but it happens within the play. And, you know, we just going out full speed. Stuff happening, man.
How do y'all keep Marshawn from reaching the beast mode thing?
Number one is us playing beast mode, and that's all it's going to come down to. You know, like I said, we don't do all that talking and going to publicize, coming up with too many nicknames, but we just go out there and play, man.
How important is it to catch him at the line as opposed to out in the open?
It's very important. He's a strong runner. You see, he can drag about five or six people, you know, when he get hot. And I think it's going to be important to catch him in the hole and be physical with him up front.
Y'all held him to 46 in the playoff game last year. That's pretty good representation there that day.
No doubt about it. I'm sure Marshawn know we can play. I'm sure the same way we respect him, I know he respect us, so it's going to be a physical football game. I know that.
How much do you think they're coming in, still have a little payback on their mind after last January?
No doubt about it. That's what happened when you go against football teams that beat you, you know, the previous year. You know you're going against a good football team. You know what they're capable of. You know what they can do. And, you know, that was a huge loss for them, you know, at the wrong time. And they're going to want, you know, we the good thing now, so we got to come on with it.
Everyone kept saying after last week, oh, well, Tampa Bay, even though they're a bad team and they lost, they showed everyone what the blueprint is and how you can, you know, how to defeat Seattle. How big is that really in your game planning, though? How much do you guys watch what other people do, or do you really kind of stick to what you're best at?
All of the above. Well, you got to look at that. We played Tampa Bay. We played a really good football, you know, game that day. And Tampa Bay went out and played Seattle to the wire, you know. You look at the lead they had, and it went to the fourth quarter. And we take, you know, we can gain momentum off that. It can happen, you know. But just the NFL, any given Sunday, the worst team can be the best team. So you got to take it for what it is.
I think it's fair to say that, you know, they're kind of where you guys were last year, in
right.
a position where
right.
they're searching for home field and, you know, trying to get that done. Obviously, you know, you guys have half a season to go, but is there any part of you that just kind of says, you know what, on the way to, you know, accomplishing what we want to accomplish, we want to, you know, mess up what they have going through?
Man, every Sunday, I'm serious, man, the mindset changes. You know, last week was Carolina, this week was Seattle. It was all about Seattle. Mm-hmm. You know, it ain't let's go ahead and you know, mess up what they got going. It's try to get a win mm-hmm. here in Atlanta, man. If that means messing up what they got going, that's what it means.